Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Take your time.
I don't know what to do.
Come on, take your time now.
I just don't know what to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you. Well,
thank you,
Jesus.
Let me go, Jesus.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
I do honor the Lord today. I thank him for all his goodness and his mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I honor my pastor here with a word. Thank you for allowing me to stand in your stead today. To teach, preach the word of God.
Yes.
I did a lot of studying. God did a lot of talking. So, somebody say we're in for a treat, but you're in for the word.
All right. Yes.
Thank God for my nephew, Evan, who is my, I don't know what how to describe him. He says he's my associate, and he is.
He used to
travel with me a lot up and down the road to Fuquay. He's gotten so busy with school, he don't do that. We used to pray all the way. He said, oh, gee, we prayed. And I remember one night we were coming from Bunt Level down there where my brother lived. I was so scared because deer's come out. So we were praying, please don't let the deal come out.
That's right.
But Evan, I'm so glad you're here today. There's a word for you too.
Amen.
And it was interesting, I had to go there this morning. Because, see, I'm not one of those persons that's so savvy with this new phone I got. So I depend on Evan. So I said, you got to do this for me. So when I got there, his mom said, do you really want to go with Auntie in church? Because he usually go to New Hope, play the drum, be in the choir. He said, really? Yeah. I said, God, thank you.
Yes.
I ain't trying to figure it out and ask Minister Ryan to do this for me today. I got some help.
Amen.
And I say to my other nephew, Carl, I was so surprised. I was like, go, Paul, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. But I did know that somebody said, well, where is your church located? What is the address? And I told Pastor, it's got to be somebody that know me. Because they say Gene, and not too many people call me Gene other than family member. But I tell you and Andy, y'all have surprised me. I just say, God, let me preach this word, because there is a word.
Yes, yes,
there is a word. To my co-laborer in the gospel, who I depend on, I know he got my back.
Gotcha.
Yes, indeed. One Sunday, I was up here trying to do something. I got so drunk in the Holy Ghost, he had to take over. But I'm going to try to teach, preach this word today because God has given a word. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, the word is for me. Mm-hmm. But I want to remind you of something that was read in the scripture, and then we're going to go ahead and give you a title. Mm-hmm. The scripture that was read speaks to the believer's life in Christ. And it goes on to say some reasons why this was written to us. But I like verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
I think that's the message in itself right there. But more importantly, God got something else for you today.
Thank you, God.
A few weeks ago, couple of Sundays ago, and we had to go ahead and just thank Pastor Davis for giving us the COA. Mm-hmm. You don't have to guess, it's a course of action. And what he told us was to fully lean in 2016.
All right.
So just think about that. Father, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. I'm thine, oh Lord, I've heard your voice. Consecrate me right now. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost, take control that I can teach, preach this word that you've given. Let me be like Paul. No, nothing but what you've given to me today, dear God. God, somebody needs to hear what you will say today. I ask you right now to to let me speak with simplicity, mm-hmm. with clarity, cause the hearer to hear mm-hmm. the word that you have for them. And God, we say to you, we realize that it's no longer just enough to hear the word, but we must be a doer. Help us, God, to be a doer. I thank you for the anointing, God. Let it fall afresh on me, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. And I thank you for it. I bless your name. And I give you praise. It's in Jesus' name that I do ask these things. Pastor has been teaching and preaching, and this word keeps coming back fully lean in 2016. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to each one of us to act prudently in fully leaning in 2016. So, for a title today, I would say, stay the course. Mm-hmm. Right. Stay the course. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a phrase that's used in context of a war or a battle. And it means to pursue a goal regardless of what comes your way, regardless of any obstacles, regardless of any opposition, regardless of any criticism. Now, that phrase was popularized by three presidents. As I was sort of looking at that, it was George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan used this phrase while campaigning during the Republican, during 1982, I was still living in a place in the big metropolitan city, and God was saying, I got to relocate you. I got to get your attention. And he did. Sending me back to the Carolinas. Then George H.W. Bush picked up the phrase as an argument for his election as president. And he used it during his campaigns. Then George W. Bush used it in relation to the war in Iraq. And he was saying that if we pull out the United States, then the freedom of the Iraqis is going to be in question. So this is not a new phrase. So they applied it to war, but I need to tell you that staying the course can easily be applied to areas of our life. Mm-hmm. It is when you keep moving towards a goal, even when you're faced with different obstacles. Mm-hmm. Before I get into the meat of the message, I'm just gonna have to go and confess. Mm-hmm. I did a little plagiarizing. And I'm gonna use some words of a song by Bill Withers. Cause you know that song, Lean On Me. Mm-hmm. I rearranged some of the lyrics and I say, lean on Jesus. Mm-hmm. It goes like this, sometimes in our life, we all have pain, mm-hmm. we all have sorrow, mm-hmm. but if we are wise, we'll know that there's always tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Lean on Jesus mm-hmm. when you're not strong. Mm-hmm. He'll be your friend.
Come on.
He'll help you to carry on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For it won't be long.
Yes, sir.
You need somebody uh-huh. to lean on.
That's right. Amen.
Don't act like the devil with your pride. Please swallow your pride.
Amen.
Ask him to help you.
Yeah.
For there's no one. Mm-hmm. There's no one that can help you as he can.
That's right.
You call on him when you need a hand.
So.
Your problem, he already knows, and he'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a load you need to bear that you can't carry, mm-hmm. he's right up the road to share your load. Now, Saul was one of those persons who had a road experience. Mm-hmm. Y'all know about Saul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out there hunting down the Christians,
yep.
persecuting them.
Mm-hmm.
But as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest me?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Saul said, who art thou, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
He called him Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If you intend to stay the course, you need to know him not just as your Savior, but as your Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, if you want to have a relationship with Him, you need to spend some time with Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you don't spend any time with Him, I bet you that's going to be a terrible relationship, mm-hmm. not worthy to just go through not knowing that there's someone that will stick closer than a brother. Mm-hmm. What a friend we have in Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, as we stay the course, there are some do's and some don'ts. When I was growing up in the church, there was a lot of don'ts. Mm-hmm. Don't do this and don't do that. And, yeah. But I'm going to say to you today, if you don't know Him, do get to know Him.
Mm-hmm.
Songwriter says, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know Jesus. He's the lily of the valley, a bright morning star. It's good to know.
Yes.
It's good to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ought to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to lean, do learn how to lean.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to lean on Jesus. Learning to lean on Jesus, you'll find more power than you ever dreamed.
Yeah.
I learned how to lean on Him. I learned how to depend on Him. Through it all, yeah. I found out I could trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
I could depend on Him.
Yeah.
That's why He's my friend,
mm-hmm.
and He's my guide.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Songwriter said, I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I found out if I trust Him, He will provide. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what you need.
No,
He already know you need.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, if you have not been leaning on Jesus, start leaning on Him, as people say, right now.
Right now.
As we say, what a fellowship, what a joy divine,
that's
leaning
right.
on the everlasting.
Amen.
What a blessedness, mm-hmm. what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the course. Fully lean in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you move forward in 2016, there's going to be some tests.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some trials.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some storms.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to make some sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
But you can rely and depend on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Now, I need to tell you, though, if you are going through something, and if you don't stay focused on the Lord
mm.
and continually renew your mind
well.
With the Word.
Mm-hmm.
There are three things that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they all start with D. The devil going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Discouragement
Jesus.
Will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil, our adversary, will cause us to look at our situation and our circumstances. But you got to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you'll be looking through the eye of fear
mm-hmm.
instead of looking at faith,
mm-hmm.
a living faith. He said, the just shall what? Live by faith
mm-hmm.
and not by sight.
Yes.
One of the things that I want you to understand, and we use it a lot, but I really want you to grasp and ask the Holy Spirit to show it to you, is Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, trust in the Lord
mm-hmm.
with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be wise in thine own eyes.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful right there. I could just sit down if we would do these things.
Mm-hmm.
But fully lean. Fully lean. It's a simple phrase.
Mm-hmm.
We got a verb and an adverb, and we got any English instructors in here, but the adverb fully means entirely,
mm-hmm.
completely, to the fullest
mm-hmm.
extent.
Mm-hmm.
The verb lean denotes action, which means to rely on someone or something for help, support. That someone should be Jesus
mm-hmm.
for us believers.
Mm-hmm.
In order to lean on Jesus, learning has to take place. How many want to learn something?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible tells us in Romans 15:4, He said, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. So learning is necessary if you intend to stay the course. Mm-hmm. You can tell I've been in the book of Proverbs, that wisdom book. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 9:11, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Mm-hmm. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you learning? You learn how to talk, you learn how to walk, but you're learning how to lean on Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Let me take it back to Paul, Saul, just a little bit. Don't forget, you remember what I just said. But now he's no longer Saul. He's now the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. He had an encounter with Jesus, mm-hmm. and that changed him. Mm-hmm. He was forever changed. Mm-hmm. He went on to say, I know nothing but Christ and him crucified. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to learn, how to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And he wrote to his son, Timothy, and he was telling Timothy that says, from a young child, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He goes on to say all Scripture, not some, not old and new, but all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, mm-hmm. for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. I need to tell you, sometimes we go along just like till we hit a bump on the road, mm-hmm. and then we call on Jesus. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to wait till you hit a bump in the road to call
Amen.
Him. You need to call him.
Ahead of time.
And you need to call him.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Yeah. You need to have that relationship with him so he can recognize who you are.
Amen.
Yes, sir. See, sometimes mm-hmm. we wait till we get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dang, we have to call on the Lord all night long.
Say it.
All night long. I don't let you go until you bless me. We need to have that kind of relationship.
Come on, man.
When we call him, he knows who he's talking to, and he's right there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to tell you, we need some inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Without inspiration, there is no revelation.
Mm.
Revelation knowledge is what changed me, y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've been to a school of higher learning, thought I knew God.
Mm-hmm.
God said, you're making a God out of this job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to move you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God will uproot you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he's a jealous God, and he ain't going to have no other gods before him.
That's right.
Move me from that big time job in the big time city. But see, when I got some revelation of the word, it changed me. You can have all the intellectual knowledge
That's
in the
right.
world,
yeah.
but it's nothing like revelation knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We can't interpret the scriptures, but the Holy Spirit got to teach us and guide us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no scripture is our private interpretation. But if you got a relationship with you, with him, he'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you some revelation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But if we don't have inspiration, there's no revelation, no revelation, no illumination.
Right.
You won't even understand what you're reading.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And without these, we would be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorant means not to know.
Mm-hmm.
But Timothy says it like this, 2 Timothy 3:7 says, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know anybody like that?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just could quote the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
didn't have no revelation,
mm-hmm.
quoted what somebody else said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was wrong.
Yeah.
I went around saying, no, I don't want to be rich. Because they said, money is the root of all evil. That's not what the scripture said. He said the love of money.
Yeah, love of money.
See, you need to study this thing for yourself.
Well,
right.
Yep.
We need to understand, let's face it, sin is man's greatest problem.
Yeah.
Man's greatest need is salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I think about salvation as the Holy Spirit will have me looking at it, He said, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Word. So we need something to, and see, the wages of sin is death. So in salvation, we get delivered from the penalty of sin. We ain't got no power not to sin until we get the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost comes, you shall have power. So we can get deliverance from the power of sin. But see, he tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Because this is not a hole we're just passing through. We're not going to stay here. And when we are moved from this place, we are delivered from the presence of sin.
That's right.
Paul said that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God unto salvation. That lets me know. I got to be like Paul. I can't be ashamed of the gospel. Right. I can't walk around saying praise the Lord and be a liar. Right. I can't walk around saying praise the Lord and act like I'm holier than thou and don't love as he said.
Right.
No. I can't go around acting with filled with pride, acting like the devil, because that was his problem. He was trying to exalt himself against the knowledge of God.
Right.
But see, when you get saved, and when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you'll have some power do what the Word said to. Paul let us know, and the Word in Romans 1, Acts 4 and 12, Romans 8 and 9, neither is there salvation in no other name under heaven given whereby we might be saved. I don't care what other religion you hear about, or what other people do, what our religion can be anything, but our relationship is what's important. Yes, relationship.
Come on.
So don't go around trying to tell somebody about your religion. You ought to live so God can use you anywhere, anytime, in any place. But see, if you got Jesus, Pastor always talking about believing unto power. How many want some power today? How many need the Holy Ghost power in
your life?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now the Word of God say, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So don't think you're going to have this power without his Spirit. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people trying to imitate, trying to operate in the gifts, trying to operate in things they see other people that have no power.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And guess what? One of the days they're going to come around and say, like they said in the Bible, the son of Sceva, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? You ever go around trying to cast out demons with no power? Hallelujah. But he promises, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you shall have power. I want that power. But he goes on to say, for as many that is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Somebody say, are you a sheep or are you a goat? I just want to know if you're a son of God. Have you been born of the Spirit? Have you been filled with the Spirit? Because see, my Spirit will bear witness with my Spirit that you are who you say you are. And see, when we get the discerning our Spirit, we'll know whether you be of God or of the devil.
That's right.
But there's three things that I know that will help you to stay the course. You got to stay the course, fully lean in 2016. Number one, you need to search the scriptures. You need to search the scriptures. You need to eat that word. Hallelujah. Jesus commanded, this is what he said. He said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me. You're not going to know Jesus apart from that, because Jesus as the Son is the Word. Now, the Word was in the beginning with God, and the Word was God, and everything was made by him that was the Word. I was saying in Bible study, I think it was, we need to become like Bereans. There was a group of people in Berea, Macedonia, and Paul and Silas came to preach. They received the Word of God from Paul and Silas. They was eager to hear the Word. They searched the Scripture. Sometimes people ain't eager to hear the Word. Sometimes when church service a little longer, people start to watch their watch, ready to go, how long he's going to preach. I got that label many times. The Word was good, but you preached too long. I told my niece, what does she say? Yeah, you're acting like your daddy. I said, well, if it's the Holy Ghost, I said, but you're right. If it ain't God, I just need to sit down. He told us to search the scriptures. Now, how you going to be a doer of the word if you don't know what the word says?
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But he told us, don't just be a doer of the word. Not here only, deceiving your own self. How many know it's bad to be deceived? Hallelujah. But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, listen what the word of God say. He's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, but beholds himself and goeth his way straightway, forgetting what manner of man he was. If you want to stay on course, fully lean in 2016, you got to search the scriptures. You got to hear the teaching and the preaching, and you got to be a doer of it. Every Sunday and every Wednesday, we're here teaching and preaching. But there ought to be some evidence in our life of our hearing. We should be doing. Number two, you need to submit to his lordship. There are some of us who have a problem to submitting to anything. We need to understand that we can't make Jesus Lord. He's already Lord. So we need to submit to the lordship. Jesus is Lord. We are supposed to submit to his lordship. To submit means to yield to the will and control of another. For us believers, it is the yielding to the will and control of Jesus Christ. This means doing what the scripture says, not compromising in any kind of way.
Come on, man.
Jesus made it very clear. He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I
That's
say?
Right.
The idea of lordship is not a single act of obedience, but rather it is measured by the sum total obedience. If we fall in one part, we're going to fall in another part. This cannot be accomplished in our own strength and our power, but rather the power that's available to us, which the Holy Spirit indwells us to have that power. Now, I'm about to give you one more, and then we're going to teach you how to have some God sense from the word of God. But number three, you got to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needed not being ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, when you study, don't use your common sense. I already told you, don't lean to your own understanding, but you got to seek the Lord for some wisdom, because wisdom is the principal thing. But see, you got to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you got this relationship and you got his spirit and you've learned of him, you're well on your way. But you can't stop right there. Let me take you to the Psalms. Hallelujah. Because you're going to use some God sense, not common sense. The word of God in Psalms 119, 33 to 43, it said, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandment, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. You got to be careful about what your eyes see, because your eyes going to see a whole lot of things that they want and be trying to covet some stuff. He said, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. The country preacher in Ecclesiastes said, all is vanity. Oh, he talked about all this vanity. And you know, the word of God lets us know the whole duty of man is to obey God and to keep his commandments. Tell going some more, God said, establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to fear you. Then, you know, stuff will be coming up and all kind of mess will be out there to get your attention. But he said, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Quicken me. No, the Holy Spirit will quicken you. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me. surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let the mercies come also upon me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's some God sense. You go back and let the Lord speak to you from this psalm. Because once you get it, then you'll be able to do it. When you get it down on the inside, I'm not just talking talk. I'm talking when it's in you. David said, I hide the word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Do some hiding in that word.
That's right.
You may not always have your Bible, but if you got the word in you, you can speak it. My Bible tells me I can declare and I can decree, but we walking around like pitiful poor beneath people, like the people that Pastor taught about in Bible study. They were poor in the things of God. They had what they needed, but they were still acting like beggars. So when we get the word and hide it in our heart, when you will get the Holy Ghost, so we can walk and do what we say. Because when the enemy come in like a flood, God will raise up a standard. I'm going to move right along. I need to tell you, there's no need to make resolutions for 2016. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because sometimes as soon as we make them, we break them. The word of God said, make no vow unto the Lord unless you will keep them. The word of God says in Ecclesiastes 5:4-5, when thou vow a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he have no pleasure in fools. In fools. So when you start making a vow, don't keep your fool. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is thou that thou should not vow than to vow and not pay. If we're going to fully lean in 2016, we need to have our priorities in order. So we need to get our priorities right. Living God's way must always remain our priority.
Amen.
See, we get up here and people say, he's first in my life. Just talk. Because if he's first in your life, you're going to submit to that lordship.
Right.
And he might have you do some things that you don't want to do.
That's right. Well.
You're going to be trying to lean to your own understanding as I was. He said, no, don't go there. Go here. I mean, it's ever been started somewhere and the Holy Spirit told you to go another way and you went on down there and bad things happened. But he said, Matthew 6:36, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added. Now, we got some people like the Pharisees. The Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God is going to come. They were looking for a physical kingdom. And this is what Jesus told them. He said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So you need the Holy Ghost if you're going to fully lean in 2016. But the kingdom of God is not in word, not just talking. When you're born again, you enter into the kingdom. But you see, the kingdom of God is in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20 tells us so. And I want to give you a little thing. One time when God was teaching me, it's very simple. But he said, I want you, you can find all kinds of definitions about power. He said, but I want you to think of power this way. And this was to help my understanding. Okay? Because, see, I thought I knew a little something else around. I'd been to school a little bit. And he let me, not none of that. But, see, and he gave it to me in terms of triple A's. Number one, he said ability. Number two, authority. Number three, accomplishment. And this is how he broke it down. He said the ability to do something, the authority to have something done, and the accomplishment of doing it. Let me see if I can make it very clear so that even the least of you in here can understand. Duke Energy has the ability to give us power of electricity, right? Duke Energy has the authority to cut it off too, right? Duke Energy will do the accomplishment of cutting that power out if we don't pay our bill. So God the Father has all ability.
Make it plain.
He has all ability. He's omni. He's about three omni. He's omnipotent, omni, all powerful. He's omniscient, he's all-knowing. Mm-hmm. He's omnipresent, he's everywhere.
That's right.
You can't hide from him. Mm-hmm. But the word of God lets me know the Son of God has all authority. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in mm-hmm. heaven mm-hmm. and earth.
Sure. Come on, man.
So he's got all authority. Mm-hmm. And here is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost does mm-hmm. the accomplishment. He indwells us as a believer, and he empowers us. Mm-hmm. We can't even stand without God holding our hands. Mm-hmm. We think we got mm-hmm. some power, and we try to use God's power without not having his spirit. I don't know about you, but I've been in churches in the places and people were like a misfit, trying to act like they had the power of the Holy Ghost, yeah. like they were operating in some gifts, mm. and they were just putting on a show. Wow. But see, when you got the Holy Ghost, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. Mm. The Holy Ghost will let you see. Mm. The Spirit gonna bear witness with the Spirit to see if it be God. In fact, he tell us to what? Check the Spirit out. Mm-hmm. Don't believe every spirit. Mm-hmm. Don't believe everybody to say I'm saved and sanctified right. and filled with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Don't believe that.
That's right.
But you got to check it out. He said, no man after flesh, but no man after the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So when there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that's the triune God. Mm-hmm. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. 1 John 5 said, these three are one. Hallelujah. Let me make it plain to you. All of us in here are human beings. Mm-hmm. Spirit, soul, and body. Mm-hmm. Now these three function as one. Mm-hmm. And Paul was saying, and may the very peace of God sanctify you wholly. Mm-hmm. Not H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y. Right. Spirit, and soul, and body. Because mm-hmm. all three of these make us function mm-hmm. as one yes. human being. Yeah. So we need to pray that our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. Get ready, Edwin, for the soul. Hallelujah. I'm about to go to my seat. But the course of action, or the COA given by Pastor, is fully lean in 2016. These three things you need to do. You need to search them scriptures. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I received your word. But think it not strange that God had you to come here today. Because you need to receive this word. Mm-hmm. You need to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Well, we know for a long time ago that there was a calling on your life. Mm-hmm. And the devil knew it too. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. The devil got some power. But God got all power. Oh, but as God. You submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. I haven't seen nor ears heard mm-hmm. what God got in store
for you.
Hallelujah. But see, in order to be a doer of the word, mm-hmm. you got to study that word.
Right.
You just can't be a hearer. You've been hearing word for a long time.
Yes.
I know that your mama taught you, mm-hmm. but you got to get to in that word for yourself.
Amen.
I'm about to close. Mm-hmm. with a song, and I hope you get it right, Evan, because I want people to hear this song that's talking about leaning on Jesus. Mm-hmm. You got to learn how to lean. Mm-hmm. See, if you never had a problem, you wouldn't know God could fix it. If you never had a test, if you never had a trial,
come on,
I tell you, when we get in trouble, sometimes we want to call on the Lord.
Yes.
But I tell you, you need to fully lean on him, not just when you're in trouble, mm-hmm. but all the time. Mm-hmm. So he will know who you are. Mm-hmm. Getting in that right relationship.
Right.
When you get in that relationship with him, he'll know you and you'll know him. So
yes.
many people talk about Jesus or they talk about God, but they don't know Jesus. There's no other name whereby you might be saved. You need to know Jesus. The songwriter said, it's good to know Jesus. It's good to know Jesus. Everybody needs to know Jesus. To know Jesus is a good thing.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, you can't know him mm-hmm. apart from the word, because he is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, when the word enter mm-hmm. into you, it's like health to your bone and your marrow. You need to understand
yes.
how it gets in
yes.
there. Now the bone is a heart, but in the bone is the marrow.
Right.
And the marrow
yes.
is where red blood cells are made.
All right.
And Because we'll come on by the blood of Jesus. We can have life. But if you never let that word get down on the inside, you'll be walking all kinds of ways. You'll walk right for the Lord for a little bit. But you'll be like the flounder fish. You'll swim on the light side, then you'll swim on the dark side, depending on where you might be. But I'm here to tell you that God wants us to totally lean on him.
Yes.
We can trust him.
Yes.
Brown.
That's right.
And I think the LC Bible.
Right.
So I learned how to depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him,
yes,
he'll provide.
Yes.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine.
Yes.
Somebody, the songwriter picked it up and said, learning to me, I am more power than I am.
Yes.
I found peace. So serene, he'll give you that peace. And that's a path of all understanding. You won't be able to comprehend that. Sometime when it comes upon me, I don't want to move because I don't want to lose that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But there's another song that I want you to hear the words today. And it comes from Lee Williams. They talk about it. I know you got to leave it. Play it different. Let us hear that song.
Oh, yes, God.
I know we gotta learn to lean on him fully in 2016. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind. I'm gonna lean on him.
Jesus.
The one thing about it,
Jesus,
you won't let me fall.
Yes.
The wind may come.
Yes,
it may not storm.
Jesus.
But I'll be like Douglas bigger though the storms keep on raging in my life.
Yes.
I know I got an anchor. My anchor holds and grips that solid rock. What about you? Are you concerned about this year in terms of leaning on Jesus?
Uh-huh.
You won't let you fall.
Yes.
I'd like you to remember the COA, a course of action for the leaning in 2016.
Right.
I'm about to go to my seat, but I want you to hear that song because I feel like now I can just elude this place.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, sir.
Jesus.
God.